It off to the news.
Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg and Mbombela 29, Polokwane 30. The Richards Bay Magistrate Court has delayed former South African Airways board chairperson Dudu Mweni's corruption trial to 10 May 2024 for transfer to the High Court in Johannesburg. Investigating Directorate spokesperson Henry Mamotame cites Mweni's hospitalization for the postponement. Mweni and co-accused face charges related to approximately 300,000 rand in corruption and fraud linked to Busasa. Mamotame has confirmed that both are out on 10,000 rand bail.
200,000 was allegedly used to upgrade her Richards Bay premises, while 107,000 was benefited through hotel accommodation and travel expenses for her and persons close to her.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has asserted that the past 5 years centered around rebuilding South Africa. Speaking on the campaign trail in eThekwini, KwaZulu-Natal, he said the ANC government laid the foundations for growth, including infrastructure and job creation. Ramaphosa emphasizes boosting investor confidence and expressing confidence in the ANC's continued governance.
I've been very encouraged by the response of our people here, and I get a good sense that in this area, in this precinct of KZN, the ANC is going to receive an overwhelming majority and is going to be brought back as the governing party in the province and also at the national level.
The DA opposes Defence Minister Thandi Modise's consideration of former Speaker Nosiwe Mapisa-Nqula's request for financial assistance in her corruption trial. The DA's national spokesperson on defence, Kobus Maree, warns of potential legal action should Modise approve the request. He says Mapisa-Nqula's personal legal costs shouldn't burden taxpayers. Maree also condemned the allegations of misuse of state funds and calls for accountability, including the suspension of the SANDF's head of legal services, Eric Mnisi.
The arrogance and hypocrisy by Nosiwe Mapisa-Nqula's unlawful request for the Department of Defense to cover her legal cost in her corruption trial must be rejected with the contempt it deserves. The Minister of Defense should not be applying her mind to the highly illegal request for financial assistance.
Mauritania's defense minister arrived in Mali this morning for talks with the junta leader. This as the neighbors look to defuse a dispute over cross-border violence. About 2 weeks earlier, Mauritania accused Mali and Russia's Wagner mercenary group of pursuing armed men across the border into Mauritanian territory. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And finally, according to a UK communications regulatory study, a quarter of British children between the ages of 5 and 7 year olds now have smartphones. The findings come as parents have started to push back against the trend of giving younger children access to the devices. More on our news blog. I'm Mjopinar Hoofdnuusdier. SAL korrupsiesaak teen Dudu Mweni word uitgestel.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you. Ooh, you're the only. Just fall away from me.